paragraph mem zayin. Vize bechinas kol imras elokai tsarufa. Pasuk in Mishlei, kapitel amid. That all the words of Hashem are measured, are calculated. Bechinas loisifu al adovor v'loisigru mimenu. As the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, when Hashem gives commands, don't you dare add to it or subtract. Don't change it whatsoever. Kimi sheroitze levakesh tam al hamitzvos al pi sichloi. A person who wants to try to understand the mitzvahs using his human rationale, yochoy litois ulahi koshel ma'oid ma'id, can mess up in a very, very big way. Lohoisif oilegroya. He can end up chas v'shalom adding to or subtracting from the mitzvahs. Because it'll seem logical to him, again, that if two spoons of sugar, then if I put in another spoon, it'll be even better. Or he'll go against the Torah completely. Because it's impossible using human logic only, using logic and rationale only, to understand the mitzvahs properly. Vafilu hataimim shal pi kabbalah, and even the reasons that were given al pi zoyer kodesh al pi arizal, afal pi shehem toiras emes, even though that's 100% truth and toiras emes, afal pi kein ein onu mevinim heitev. We human beings cannot understand completely, perfectly, how through my doing this mitzvah exactly this and this way, begashmias, all of these tikkunim of the spherois and the oilomoisness, how it all works. It's just that we know that it works. We know it's true. That by performing the mitzvah of tzitzis, the different tikkunim that are explained in the pri etz chayim, what happens with zeranpin and with it, we know that all of that takes place. V'chein al yidei shari mitzvahis, aval eif shelohoven eich daika al yidei tzitzis elu nasen zeh tikkun. But it's impossible for us to understand exactly how, through this specific tzitzis with these eight strings that look exactly like this, that are made of exactly this item, how it all works, how it makes all of those spiritual lights in heaven go off. V'chein b'shari mitzvahs, so too about other mitzvahs. Mikol shkein, that's if you're talking about the reasons that are given in Sifrei Kabbalah. Mikol shkein, lahavdil, taimim shel sheker, shel shtus, the hevel, shel ha'holchem bedarkei achakirois, how much more so when there are reasons given in other sforim, reasons that Rav Nosson Zal calls nonsense, which are based on philosophy and other things, that kind of things, asher osur lahaloisim al alev, which a Jew is not allowed to learn those things, or not allowed to, shouldn't enter his mind at all. Ukvar mevur mizeh b'makom acher, and this is discussed in other places now as sforim, in Chayim Aran, Simen Tof Yud Aleph, and in other places. Because we know that there are meforshim in Chumash, in Navi, that give all kinds of beautiful explanations regarding the mitzvahs, but unfortunately, some of the pirushim are based on Aristotle Yemach Shemoy and those kind of yesoidos, and therefore, the Mekubolim and the Sifrei Chassidus warn us, keep back 2,000 miles. Do not learn those commentaries on Chumash, on Novi, etc., etc. Ki taimei ha-mitzvois e efsher lohoven, because it's impossible for a Jew to really understand the reasons behind the mitzvahs. Kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Oirach chayim pen tefales, no magloiseho. Ukmashom rabbi senezal. And as it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, that again, a person's going to try to understand, to calculate, you know, the Hashem's mitzvahs, it's beyond our limitations. Ke'ef shir lahavina machmas bechinan al. It's impossible to understand them based on what we explained before. Ki efsher lahasig shnei habechinos an al yachad. We can't put together these two opposite things. Echakol toloi basiyasenu, how on one hand, everything is dependent on our action, we have to do. Va'afal pikein, hakol me'Hashem izborachanal. And on the other hand, Hashem is doing everything. And because of this yesoid, because of this most basic concept, which is involved in every facet of Yiddishkeit, in every mitzvah, in every part of the Torah, therefore, when it comes to every single mitzvah, we can't understand completely how it works and why. It's impossible for us to be able to understand completely the tikkun that's accomplished by us through the performance of the mitzvah, of each and every mitzvah. Because if we would understand it, it would mean we understand the darchei Hashem. Ki be'emes hatikun shel kol mitzvah nigmar al yidei shnei habechinois yachad. Because in reality, the truth is that the tikkun of each and every single mitzvah is accomplished through both bechinois together, which are the bechin of isarusa de leila and isarusa de lesata, the Hashem's activity and our activity. Ki b'sharoshom nechlolom yachad. Because at their foundation, they are united together. Achlonu yef shelahasig zois, but we can, and at their roots, they're one. But we cannot understand this, even though at their source, they're really one. Isarus leila and isarus lesata. We cannot understand that. Kimishom ikur koyach habechira. Now we said that's the whole basis for bechira. V'alkein bevadai ef shelonu lahovin tama mitzvahs. Therefore, we cannot understand fully the reasoning behind the mitzvahs. Dahinu hatikun hanasai de mitzvah, meaning exactly what's accomplished by each and every mitzvah, and exactly how. Ki ef shelahasig hatam b'shleimus. It's impossible to understand this completely. The only way you could understand it completely is if you would be able to understand how Isarusa Delayla and Isarusa Sata work together, are one. Sheshom hu shoyrish kol ha-Torah kula, because that's the source, the shoyrish of the whole Torah. Veshom yesh tam boro l'chol mitzvah. And it's from there that you have the understanding of every mitzvah. Kishom royim ha-tikun shel kol mitzvah, ech kol mitzvah yesh lo koyach lehikolel bebchinas isarusa delayla. That's where you see the tikun of each and every mitzvah, how each and every single mitzvah is plugged into isarusa delayla, shehu habiro shel mal. And that's how the tikkun is completed. But because of the fact that we can't understand how our actions and Hashem's action, how these two work together, how they mesh together, that's what makes it impossible for us to understand completely how the mitzvah works. You know, everything there is to understand about the mitzvah. And a person who wants to or who tries to understand the mitzvahs completely, he's entering into this pigam, of this chakira, of this paradox of trying to understand yediyah and bechira, she'ef shelavinim kanal, she'ideze yecholon lehikoshel, through which a person can get very messed up, lohoisif, oy legroya, oy lavra legamri. It can result in the person adding to, or subtracting from, or wiping out completely, chas v'shalom, the Torah. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a little bit. Kiyesh sheyuchal litois al pi hamavuchay sanal. there's one type of mistake that can happen, one type of problem that can happen as a result of this paradox is sheyoyma, that the person will say, since Hashem wants us to put tchelis into a talis, imkain tchelis yokor beinov. If that's the case, we see that tchelis is very, very choshuv. That the tikkun, one of the highest tikkunim of the begodim of a yid, is that there should be a string of tchelis in it. Because tchelis is so powerful a thing. V'hu tikkun godol. Imkain yaset talis shekul tchelis. So a person who's looking at it only with his human comprehension, human logic, can end up drawing a conclusion, then you know what? Let me make it even better. I'll make a talis that's all tchelis. Vim ein hatchelis mesakin. And if it's not the tchelis that's doing the tikkun, rak Hashem yizborach b'yatzmai mesakin, but it's Hashem who's making the tikkun, im kein yigrov lo yaset tchelis klal. Then I don't have to do anything. There are people, I have seen an individual person who became Mekurov to Breslov about 25 years ago, or I think 30 years ago, and started learning about his spoidedus, because everything is Hashem. Hashem does everything. So you need to talk to Hashem. You need to ask Hashem for everything. And as a result of that, that person came to the conclusion that they don't have to put on tefillin, that all of these other, the mitzvahs and stuff, it's unnecessary because I have a direct wire. I have direct wire to Hashem. I talk directly to Hashem. I don't need these other things. Rachmona litzlan, rachmona litzlan. V'ze b'chinas machloikes koirach shekofar b'kol ha-toyro al yedei chakiro iskoelu, k'mo sham razal. And this is an example of this is the terrible machlokes of Koirach against Moshe Rabbeinu. Koirach ended up rejecting the whole Torah through these kind of chakirois. As the Gemara says in Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aloch Aleph, and in Medrash Rabbah, Koirach min hoya, it says over there, Koirach was an apikoiris. V'zeh sheshoal, and this is why he challenged Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Talis shekulat cheles, chayeves betzitzis, oi ptura. If one string of tcheles is able to correct a whole talis, then if I make the talis all tcheles, do I require tzitzis or not? Omar loy chayeves, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, yes, still need tzitzis. Hischel mesachik, he started laughing. Ma talis shel minachar chut shel tcheles poitro. If a talis made of cotton or wool, one string of tcheles is a tikkun for it. Zu shekula tcheles like kolshkein. A talis that's all tcheles, of course it should not require tzitzis. V'chein bayis mole sforim. Does it require a mezuzah? V'chein baheres kagris. Is this? Baruch v'kula. Hainu kanal. All of these questions. Shebo lekfirois b'chol ha-toyra. He ended up rejecting the entire Torah because he entered into this question. He started delving into this thing of Yediyah and Bechira. That's what gave him this question, this problem. That either way, either you don't need it at all, or if you need tcheles, I'll make it better. I'll make the talis all tcheles. If Hashem wants us to write a mezuzah, and one simple explanation of why we're supposed to have a mezuzah on our doors is in order to publicize Hashem Echad, right? And that reason is certainly valid. It's certainly true. That is the reason. Achafal pikein dvorim begoy. But it's not that simple. Ki im kein, because if it was simply a matter of being mefarsem Hashem Echod, bayis shemole sforim. If I have a house that has 35,000 sforim in it, shekosuv bekulam yichud v'achdusay, and all of these sforim speak only about Hashem, only about the greatness of Hashem, Yipoter mezuzah. It would seem logical that putting a mezuzah on the walls is an insult. What do you mean? What do I need that little thing, that little 3-inch or 5-inch thing, if I have 3,000 square feet of mezuzah? I have all mezuzahs here. I have shasen and shulchan aros. It's all mezuzahs. Al keinonu tzrichin lahamin shafilu mitzvahs mezuzah shenira lechoira sheyesh lo tam. That's why we have to believe that even the mitzvah of mezuzah, where it seems like we understand the reason for it, afal pikein ein onu yoidim hatam bishleimus. We do not understand completely the reason for mezuzah, or any mitzvah for that matter. And also why we have to write a mezuzah on parchment, rather than on silver or gold. Or instead of hiding the mezuzah in a case, why not have a beautiful, sculpture on the wall, written into the wall. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ach tamei hamitzvois I efsher lohovin machmas bechina nal. But as we said earlier, we cannot completely understand the reasons behind the mitzvahs and how they work and everything, because the mitzvahs involve this concept of Isarusa de la'ela and Isarusa sata. There's Hashem's peace and our peace, and we can't understand those two completely, and we certainly can't understand how they mesh together perfectly. The koirach shepogam boze, and koirach who messed up in this area, v'rotzo lichnois b'mavuchay selu, and he wanted to enter into this whole issue, he wanted to analyze this, he got into a whole debate with Moshe Rabbeinu on this topic, al kein kofar ba'ikura b'chol ha'toira. He ended up being koifer in the most basic yesoides of Yiddishkeit and in the whole Torah, k'moy shom razal, as our chachamim tell us.